This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Sherilyn, it's Sherilyn. Shilcoat, it's Chilcoat. Date of birth, October 3rd, 1946. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Shilcoat with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, recurrent urinary tract infections, COPD, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 18th. Since that time, she was hospitalized in Alma with chest pain and was found to have some blood clot in the lung. And now she's currently anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And her Brilinta has been also discontinued, so she could start the Eliquis. The chest pain is better. Her cardiologist told her if the chest pain continued or returned, she may need another heart catheterization. But her oxygen levels have improved when checked, and now she does not require 24-hour oxygen use. She does still have her CPAP for nighttime use and uses that regularly. She states that her blood sugars have been fairly well controlled since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has shortness of breath on exertion and a non-productive cough. No wheezing or sputum production. And she does use the CPAP and does not require oxygen now. She has chronic urinary incontinence with a history of UTIs, but none currently, none of the symptoms are present currently, and chronic edema of the lower extremities. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I wanted to highlight also the Lasix 40 milligram daily and Losartan is 50 milligram once daily. She's now on chlorthalidone 50 milligram daily and aldactone 25 milligram daily. Also Buspar 5 milligram daily. Melatonin is 3 milligram, 3 tablets at bedtime. And Keflex 500 milligram once daily, which is a prophylactic antibiotic for UTI prevention. On physical examination, the only vital sign she could get for us today was her weight at 238 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 18th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3. Previous levels were 1.3 and 1.4. Calcium is 9.0, sodium 140, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 33, phosphorus is 3.9, magnesium is 1.8, her hemoglobin is 11.3, white count is 10.6, and platelets are normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension. 3, diabetic nephropathy. 4, COPD with improvement, not requiring 24-hour oxygen use now. 5 is recurrent UTIs. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.